Regional Finals Rodeo Report with Derek Barton, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement. Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.
This is Steve Orwig of OLS Tubs. I'd like to thank everyone for making us one of the best tub supplement companies in the country. We've been in this business for 30-plus years, giving you a supplement delivery system that allows you to control consumption and inevitably controlling your bottom line. Low intake, big results. We want to make every bite of feed your livestock takes 20 to 30% more digestible. If you have never tried any of our 26 products, let us tell you more by calling us at toll-free 1-877-OLS-TUBS.
Well, we finished up eight rounds, and it was an exciting one here in Las Vegas. Let's go to the bareback ride and take a look at your aggregate and world standings race. Jess Pope, still the number one in the aggregate. R.C. Lanningham and Cole Franks are split for second and third, and Casey Field in number four. In the world standings, it is Jess Pope, still the number one man. Number two is Leighton Berry. Number three, Casey Field is still in there. And then number four, R.C. Lanningham. For the big men's event, pretty simple. It is Kyle Irwin, still number one. Number two is Jesse Brown. And number three, Will Lummis. For the world standings race, it's a little kind of muddy right now. Stetson Jorgensen, still the number one man, but he's fifth in the average. Number two, Will Lummis. And as I said, he's third in the average. And number three is Tyler Wagisback. Now, Wags is number four. So really, I think it's about a three-man race right now. In the team roping, in the aggregate, Tanner Tomlinson and Patrick Smith, number one. Number two is Caleb Driggers and Junior Negata. And number three, Riley and Brady Miner. World standings race, still the reigning world champions. Caleb Drigger and Junior Negata still number one, and Clay Tryon and Jade Corkle hold down the number two spot in the world standings race. In the classic event of saddle bronc riding, the Canadian Zeke Thurston, number one, number two, Logan Hay, and number three now, Colby Wanchuk has moved his way up. In the world standings, it is Sage Newman, but Sage isn't even placing in the average. He's down at number 10. Number two is Stetson Wright. He's 6-7 right now in the aggregate, so Zeke Thurston is number three, so could Zeke Thurston have another gold buckle? For the tie-down roping, Caleb Schmidt has just been automatic throughout all eight rounds. He's number one in the aggregate. Number two is Corey Solomon. And number three, Zach Youngblood. For the world standings race, Schmidt number one, Shad Mayfield number two. Now, Mayfield is number four in the average. And then John Douch is number three, but John's way down in the average, not even playing a factor. For the WPRA barrel race, and Shelley Morgan jumps up to the number one spot in the aggregate. Bailey Choate at number two. And Lisa Lockhart back up to number three. In the world standings race, it is Haley Kinzel number one, Jordan Briggs at number two, and then number three is going to be Wenda Johnson. Lisa Lockhart is number four. For the bull riding, Stetson Wright is number one, Josh Frost is number two, and Trevor Kastner is number three. But in the world standings, I don't know if anybody can catch Stetson. He's got over a $200,000 lead on everybody. He's number one. Then Josh Frost is number two, and Trevor Kastner.
Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.